Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Encouraging Words for School Counselors, the shortest podcast around, full of inspirational stories to help make your work as a school counselor a little bit brighter. I have sometimes compared working as a counselor in a school to what I imagine it's like in a war zone, especially on those chaotic days when it seems crises are exploding all around you, and it feels like everyone from students to colleagues and parents are coming at you. You know those days. The comparison is most apt in the way that we create bonds with our colleagues during these moments of stress and bedlam. Those bonds of support, tested by fire, are unique and special. Kim Crumbly from Alabama has formed this type of supportive kinship with her school principal. They both started working at the same K-12 school in the same year.
When I met him, it was in the summer, and I drove up here, and he was on the lawnmower. The one and only time he mowed the school's yard, he ran over some kind of internet connection and shut the whole town down. So I went out there, out through the field to meet him, and he's mowing the yard. And I said, "Hey, I'm Kim Crumbly. I'm your new school counselor, and I don't know what I'm doing." And he said, "I'm Richard Orr, your principal, and I don't know what I'm doing." And we went on to prove that we did not know what we were doing, especially that first year.
When Kim started, she had over 1,000 students on her caseload and didn't always know how to handle the variety of situations that confronted her.
So the first year, right, one of the first things that happened, it was an older teacher. She's retired now, and we could hear her squawking. So I go out in the hallway, and she's in the bathroom pulling out four little boys, and they were playing with their little boys. I don't know what to call it. They were in the Netherlands, if you will. And so there's four of them, and he said, "You take two, and I take two, and we're going to handle this situation." Well, I took my two, I get down my Elvis puppet. We began to talk about inappropriate and appropriate. Within 1 minute, I'm just getting the puppet going. He comes in, he had paddled his students, came right in, saw what I was doing. He said, "This is not what I meant by taking care of it." And he jerks those two out. And we laugh about that every time. I was like, "That is literally my job. The other is your job."
It's difficult to transition from that. But over the years, Kim and her principal have encountered many more challenging situations, which have only strengthened their bonds of friendship and support. Kim has also formed strong friendships with other counselors, such as Laura Rancorn, a counselor at another school who is not only a friend and colleague, but also Kim's co-host for the Counselor Accents podcast. It's these shared experiences and bonds of friendship with other colleagues that Kim says makes all the difference.
Just thinking about how we've laughed together, we've cried together, we've lost students, we've lost parents, we've lost teachers. So, you know, there's been a lot of laughter and a lot of tears that we have shared. And, you know, and Laura knows this, you know, we've had suicide, we've had cancer, we've had murder, we've had just about all of it. But through it all, I think the sense of humor that our climate and culture lends itself to. We believe in laughter here. We let kids laugh. We laugh loudly. We teach that as a coping skill. And Laura knows I'm attracted to people who have a sense of humor because I love, that was the first thing, you know, that with Laura, we became fast friends because I realized that she copes the same way I do and a lot of times with laughter.
If you want to hear more laughter from Kim and Laura, check out their podcast called Counselor Accents. It's informative and a lot of fun and available on all of the major podcast providers. Here's a challenge to you. If laughter and stories about the Netherlands and other places help you cope, we invite you to take just 10 minutes to grab a colleague and record a short conversation between the two of you, perhaps asking each other something like, "What is one of your most memorable experiences as a school counselor?" It doesn't have to be long and certainly doesn't have to be perfect. Just use Zoom or your phone to record your conversation or use our online sound booth at inspiresuccess.org/podcast. And if you use Zoom or your phone, simply email me the recording at matt@inspiresuccess.org. By the way, you can also hear past stories from school counselors from around the country at the same website, inspiresuccess.org/podcast. That's all from us. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.